You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. It's game day, folks. You gotta like that. And tonight, if you're looking for a Browns pregame party, check out Dog Pound Drive, the official Cleveland Browns pregame back this season. The party kicking off 3 hours before the game, so that's 5 p.m. tonight with music from the Billy Morris Band, DJ Stepfloss. Plus, kids can play on the all-new Browns inflatables or grab a ride on the zip line. Nathan Zagura and Matt Wilhelm here, 216-578-0850. And we want to hear from you. What do you want to see tonight? What is so important for you to see from this football team? I think Nate Orchard is certainly a fun one with the rookies. He's a guy that I think this team has big plans for, and you want to see him go out there and have success right out of the gate.
Yeah, you don't draft a guy in the second round and expect him to not have big plans, because as I continually look at the NFL draft, there's 32 guys that are going to be a first-round draft pick, and you see so many great players year after year. Derek Carr, is a guy that dropped out of the first round and went second round, is now a franchise quarterback for one of the from one of the worst franchises over the last decade in the National Football League. But that's the sense of optimism that the Raiders have, and so for a guy like Nate Orchard, I know that the Browns were excited when he was on the board for them to select him, and you would hope that he'd fulfill the role that the coaches had mentally for him when they wanted to acquire him. So I'm looking forward to seeing, as I mentioned yesterday, and have mentioned earlier, the run game, our ability to affect the passer defensively, because if we can do that, I know and trust in the capabilities of our defensive backs.
I agree with you there completely. That's why it's so important that they are able to stop the run, and then you can free up pass rushers like a Paul Kruger, like a Scott Solomon, like a Nate Orchard, to get after the quarterback there. When you look at this team tonight, the Washington Redskins coming to town, they can run the football. You want to be able to stop their run. We've talked about how important that is. But this is a team that is in flux in and of itself. RG3, they don't know what they've got at quarterback. It was kind of a dreadful year for them. They're kind of at a crossroads. And you'd like to see the Browns, I think, in their second year under the Mike Pettine regime, are in a much better situation than I think the Redskins are in their second year under Jay Gruden. So to me, this is one of those games where I want to see us come out and look more composed, look more cohesive, look more like a team, look more professional, and I think we'll be able to kind of see where we are relative to the Redskins in this game tonight.
I do too, and to take all those things that you just mentioned into account in our preparation and our approach to these preseason games, you know what it helps to solidify as you go into the regular season? And I don't remember who it was. It might have been Randy Starks, in an interview of some sort. When teams look at the Cleveland Browns, teams that the Browns will play, look at their schedule, they will base, how they feel about the win-loss perspective. It's like, oh, we're going to be a 10-win football team. Oh, that we're going to win that one. We're going to lose that one. That's going to be a tough one. When you look at the Browns, in some cases, people are just granting themselves a win if they're a good, above-average football team. And I feel like to the point that you made with us coming out, being professional, our execution, our penalties are down, not a lot of false starts, not a lot of holding, all those things that come across like winning football will be looked at by our opponents and go, and you take it with a grain of salt because it's the preseason, but you're going to go, they look different. They're executing different. They look like a solid football team. Coach Pettine has managed them very well and have them prepared for this setting, because in the preseason and even early in the regular season, there are franchises, even some good ones, that are frantic, lots of penalties, a lot of missed tackles. And if we don't show that tonight, that means we've bridged a significant gap towards less and less penalties, less and less missed tackles, less holding penalties, less PI, game-impacting penalties early part of the season.
And I also think it's an opportunity to establish the identity. When Mike Pettine took over this job, he said that they were going to be the toughest team on the field. And I know that the Browns were tough last year, but you can't be regarded as tough in the National Football League if you can't stop the run. When you're 32nd against the run, it doesn't matter how tough you actually may be, et cetera. You're not going to be regarded as tough.
And that to your point, and go ahead and finish. Go ahead.
Jump.
But I'm just saying that is the equivalent to being tough, is your ability to run the ball at will and your ability to stop the run when the team wants chooses to run it. You take those things for granted. If you're physical, we're going to run the football, try and stop us. And you run the football with success. That's physical offense. From a defensive standpoint is, these guys back here are so great, don't dare pass it. So what are you going to do now? Run it. Bring it on. Run it.
Bring it.
We'll keep you below 100 yards and force you to throw it to the best defensive backfield in all of football. I dare you.
Yeah, and that's what you want.
That's physical football.
And I think this is an opportunity to set that tone, to come out and be so much more physical than the Redskins right in the beginning. This team was built to be physical. This was a team that was built at the point of attack. That's what Ray Farmer and Mike Penn are doing. That's where the assets are going for this football team, especially in this year's draft. So show it. And I think you have an opportunity to show, A, that this is a team that's building. You come out and look professional. It's your second year in this, in the Mike Pettine era. It's your second year in the scheme on defense. You got more physical. Show it. Say, when you come play the Browns, it's going to be, you're going to have to come to work. It's going to be a tough day. You're going to get beaten up. And you may win, you may not win, but you're going to have to come bring it. It's going to be a physical 60 minutes every time. So that people, when they look at the schedule, they say, all right, I think we're going to get that one, but it's going to be a grind.
Exactly. And you know what, when, as you were explaining that, what I thought of is when you look at the AFC West or NFC West that happens to be playing the AFC North, you don't look at it at, man, Steelers, Ravens, Bengals all went to the playoffs last year, and you leave out the Cleveland Browns. You look at a Cleveland Browns team that goes, man, the Browns have improved because of X, Y, Z. Pettine in a second year. They now added playmakers. Their defense is going to be stout because of who they drafted. You look at the AFC North as a whole, not the three teams that make the playoffs, and then the Cleveland Browns.
And Bill Barnwell, who writes for Grantland in his 2015 NFL preview, in his AFC North preview, Cleveland, I couldn't even tell you how many words or paragraphs this is, but let's say this. It is absolutely massive. Every graphic that he has for the AFC North includes just the Steelers, Bengals, and Ravens, talking about their win-loss record, their point differential, expected wins. No mention of the Browns. The only mention of the Browns in the entire article, which is probably a couple thousand words, is with Cleveland competitive for most of the campaign, we actually saw a four-way playoff hunt for a good chunk of the season. That was it. That is the only mention of the Browns in this AFC North preview. And that's what you're saying. They have an opportunity to change that narrative this year by developing, by being physical. Let's not forget, they split in their division and they beat two playoff teams. Not, they didn't split everybody, but they split with the Steelers and they split with the Bengals and housed them in the games that they beat them.
They did.
Dominated them. So you want to see, this is to me, if I'm Mike, I am taking this to the team, I'm saying, they wrote, somebody wrote a 2,000, 2,500, 3,000 word essay on the AFC North, and the only mention of our football team was that we were in the playoff hunt last year, so for a time it was a four-way playoff race. That's it. I mean, this article is huge. Look at this. This is all the same article. Graphs, Steelers, Ravens, Bengals. That's all it says everywhere in the whole thing. Nothing about the Browns. And they have an opportunity to say, look, we're going in the right direction. We're going to be physical. We will stop the run. And you can start that in the preseason.
You definitely can.
Especially in the second half of games when you see the mentality of your team with your third string coming out and being physical.
Yes. That is not something that I know Coach Pettine will not just evaluate and say, oh, what do my starters do? Because the culture that you're trying to breed here, the dominance that you're trying to have, the physicality, the emphasis on taking the ball away, that just doesn't happen. It's not just Tashaun Gibson and Dante Whitner and Carlos Dansby trying to poke the ball out.
No, it's everybody.
That's Hayes Pollard trying to poke the ball out. Tank Carter trying to poke the ball out. That's the DB, Justin Gilbert making a play trying to poke the ball out. Not just worrying about his coverage. It becomes a mentality. It becomes part of your who you are. The personality of this football team should shine through regardless of where you are in the depth chart. That's what we need to convey tonight.
Yes. Agreed completely. All right, when we come back, one of the guys who can help with the physicality up front on the defensive line, Phil Taylor, spoke with the media. We'll have what he had to say when we return.